Welcome in to Vern's Post Game Show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, here I am. 8-6, the final score. Royals lose, dropping a third straight game. And I'll be honest with you guys, it's hard to talk right now. For a number of reasons. Obviously because it's a loss, right? First and foremost, the 21st loss of the season. It's game 27. This is, statistically, the worst start in the history of the Kansas City Royals. Go ahead and drink that in. Worse than 2018. They were 7-20. Worse than 2006. 7-20. Worse than 1992. That team had 7 wins. But this squad, now 6-21 on the season. It's hard to get past that. It's hard to get past that in April. Right. If this was May or June or July, maybe I could talk about the numerous bright spots in this loss. It's so very hard to get past the fact that this has been the worst start in Royals franchise history. And maybe, you roll your eyes and who cares? The worst, second worst, either way, we're dead last in the division, Vern. Get over it. Now, the reason why you lost, that's not difficult to talk about. Jordan Lyles stunk, gave up 7 runs, and went 4 innings. Jordan Lyles stunk, and Michael Massey made a mental mistake that ended up gifting the Minnesota Twins a run. That's why you lost the game. Bad pitching and a mental error. Defensively, pitching and defense, that's why you lost the game. That's very cut and dry. That's really easy to talk about. The reason why you lost is easy to discuss. Now, I would much rather talk about the reasons the Royals fought back. All right, down 8-2 in the fifth inning, and they have the winning run at the plate in the ninth multiple times. The reasons why you fought back are so very encouraging, but are you in the mood to talk about the encouraging signs of a 6-21 team on April 28th? May 28th, okay. Yeah, because by then it's already washed over all of us. We've all waved the white flag. April 28th? Yeah. Nick Prado, man, that was great to watch. A single to center. A single to right, a single to left. Welcome back to the show, Nick Prado. Salvador Perez continuing his mastery of the Minnesota Twins and ownership of Target Field. That's always fun to watch. Edward Olivares having the most dangerous bat on this Royals. Yeah, the most dangerous bat on this Royals team. It's just always energetic. He just always comes through the radio, the television, as if he is starving for a base hit. Like, he's just been sitting at the ballpark all day waiting for these at-bats. That's all he thinks about because, man, does he get up there and just get after it. Edward Olivares, Nick Prado, Salvador Perez, all three of them had 3 hit afternoons. Oh, Bobby Witt Jr. scores a pair of runs. Now, even Michael Massey, who, yes, made that critical mental mistake in the field, Michael Massey had a chance, was robbed of that opportunity, that shot at redemption, was robbed by home plate umpire Jerry Lane, but, credit to Matt Cotrero for standing up for his guys, getting thrown out. That was the right move there. But I'm certainly not going to sit here and blame the umpire for the loss. No, Jordan Lyles and Michael Massey lay the loss at their feet. That's what I'm doing. But I'm going to take my cues from the skipper. You heard what he said moments ago to Annie Rogers of MLB.com. There are no moral victories. There are no moral victories. I disagree with that. There better be moral victories, or else what are we going to do for the next 4.5 months? 5 months. Oh, there will be moral victories, but not in April. Not in April, and not when you just posted the worst starts in the 50-plus year history of the Kansas City Royals. Phone number, text line number, identical. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Maybe I'm too close. Maybe I've lost touch with the Royals fan. On April 28th, you into moral victories? Should this show be about, hey, look at Nick Prado. Hey, he's back and he hit. Great. Maybe that would be, maybe I should. You know, entertainment-wise, radio-wise, do you really want to hear some bozo just whining on the radio, screaming about this baseball team? Maybe not. I'm interested to hear from you. 913-586-7610. Royals lose a third straight. They fall in Minneapolis. 8-6 the final score. We get to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Lopez deals. Salvi swings and skies it in the air. Left side, deep, backing up. And it is out of here. So, Melissa Wingate, you are a winner. Salvador Perez with his 21st home run at Target Field. And $500 going to Melissa Wingate as Salvador Perez trots home with the Royals' third run.
They would add three more and still, unfortunately, go on to lose 8-6. Steve Fizeau coming out of retirement to do what he does so very well, and that is call Salvador Perez home runs at Target Field. Salvi, a sac fly in the first, a homer there in the sixth, RBI single in the seventh, and a two-out single to center in the ninth. Salvi, in his career at Target Field, now has an OPS of 920. Let's go to Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, you're on 610 Sports Radio following the 8-6 Royals loss. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, just a couple of quick thoughts. Going into tonight's game, we were tied with the Padres, I believe, for a league-low 215 batting average. Okay. But that's not the point I want to make. The Padres' record is 13-14. We have the league worst in walks, and I want to get you're at every game, and I want to get your perspective on that. We have 58 walks going into tonight's game, the league worst out of 30 teams.
No.
The Padres had 102 walks, and their record is 13-14. You're at every ball game there. I wish I could come to everyone. I think that is fantastic that you're at every Royals game. You tell me what your thoughts are on that. Why do we only have 58 walks out of 30 baseball teams in the cellar, the worst team taking walks.
Right.
And the Padres have 102 with the same batting average and are almost playing 500 ball. And I'll get off there. You know I love your show, so I'll get off there and listen to your thoughts.
Well, I appreciate the support, Raj, as always, especially through what has been a miserable start to the season. The answer to me just boils down to talent. You look at the names that the Padres are running out there every single day. You got, you know, MVP shortstops taking up almost half of the lineup, right, with Machado and Tatis and Xander Bogaerts. I think there's one other guy that I'm from. You got Cronenworth out there. I just think they have better players, better hitters, more seasoned, well-rounded ball players. Now, respect to Salvador Perez, respect to, you know, Vinny, sure. But even Vinny, I mean, Vinny doesn't even have a full year in the big leagues under his belt yet. I don't know how many second-year guys the Padres have hitting on a nightly basis, having their lineup on a nightly basis, certainly not at the top of their lineup, hitting 1, 2, 3, what, 6, 7, 9? Well, that was actually something I was excited about coming into today's game was, look, if we're all going to be told that we have to view this season as an evaluation season, that it really doesn't come down to wins and losses, it's about evaluating the young talent and seeing what you have for 2024, okay. Well, you actually had a chance today with Bobby and Vinny and MJ and Ollie and Prado, Isbell and Massey. And 7 of your 9 starters are under the spotlight of evaluation. I wish I had a better answer, but no, Roger, it's just talent. And with so many rookies or second-year guys, most of them are struggling mightily at the plate right now. It's very difficult for a young hitter who has an OPS in the 400s to get up there and be patient. It's easy to say, it's easy to think, but once you get up there and you're fighting for your life, it's hard to spit on 50-50 pitches, borderline pitches, especially on a day like this, where home plate umpire Jerry Lane, a very pitcher-friendly strike zone. Thanks for the phone call, Raj. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, speaking of Massey, kid can't make game-changing errors when his OPS is 356. Is that what it is now? Yeah, it sure is. Boy, oh boy. But you know, yeah, there's no reason to sit here and read off the rest of the team's OPS, but... Back to the text line. Thank God for baseball betting, writes a listener in the 913. It's my favorite sport. But, Vern, this is getting tough to watch, and I'm going to have to find another way to watch baseball. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, baseball betting has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed the double play on the On Deck show. Hopefully you were listening earlier today as I made you money, and Rob Brenton made you a lot of money. Don't forget, every On Deck show, we give you our favorite plays in the betting market. That'll come your way tomorrow in at 12 noon. On Deck show begins tomorrow, 12 noon. So you can expect the double play around 12:15. We'll also give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Lorenzo Cain return home for his retirement ceremony coming up on Saturday. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Royals lose a third straight, 8-6, the final in Minneapolis. And it is a franchise-worst 6-21 start to the season. Quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
8-6, the final score. Royals drop game 2 of this 4-game series against the Twins, fall to 6-21 on the season. Minnesota has now scored 6 or more runs in 5 straight games. The Royals have scored 6 or more runs 5 times all season. Let's go back to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. From the 316, Vern, the hitting comes through, but the pitching fails. The pitching is nails, and the bats die like Dracula in the sun. It's horrible, Vern. The good guys are going to wilt on the vine. Who wants to even try anymore? Oof. Well, I don't want to do this. Even Joey in Grain Valley noting that they didn't quit. Again, it's April 28th. I'm not giving anybody credit for not quitting. You've played 27 games. What the heck are we going to be talking about when it's actually very hot in August and September? And they're, who knows where they're going to be? They're 15 games below 500. They've only played 27 games. It's very difficult to do. The history of Kansas City has been 6-21 before. Give you my game notes following this 2-run defeat. My game notes, as always, brought to you by, yeah, you guessed it, Jay Southland Tow Service. Nick Prado collects 3 hits, his 3rd 3-hit game of his career, obviously the first this season. Vinny's 21-game on-base streak comes to an end. He was one away from setting a new career high, which to me really is impressive in that a kid that is, well, kid, 25-year-old, hasn't even played a full big league season yet, and he already has two 21-game on-base streaks in his back pocket. Speaking of which, Edward Olivares has a 7-game hitting streak, a stretch in which he's hitting .345. Going to need that and more tomorrow as Brad Keller climbs the hill going opposite Sonny Gray. It's a 1:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 12 noon. That's Game 3 tomorrow. Game 4, the finale, Sunday afternoon, also at 1:10. That's Brady Singer and Joe Ryan. Thanks to Blake Schneiders for the help back at the studio. Coming up next, we head to the draft. Talk a little Chiefs football. You're on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 noon.